Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. If you're not already a fan of Adam Swanson's work, you will be after seeing his new show, Art and Science. Local painter Adam Swanson opened his new show this last month at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe, and he sat down to talk about his recent work. This show is not a departure from his regular themes and palette, but rather a growth in subjects and ideas. And there is also some familiar faces.
My name is Adam Swanson, and I am an acrylic painter. I paint every day at my studio in Cloquet. I keep a pretty regular schedule, about 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So I have weekends to do other stuff.
So you're a full-time artist.
Yes, I am a full-time artist. Most of my time is spent in my studio, but trips to town and do some mural work and a little bit of teaching an acrylic painting class every year, sort of thing, more like a workshop.
Well, it's no surprise that that is the case because you have a lot of fans. Your paintings are really spectacular, and they have that great local feel. Tell us a little bit about your work style and your subject matter.
Well, I've always been drawn to this area, I guess, because it's beautiful, and we've got Lake Superior, and 5 minutes in any direction, you can kind of be in the boondocks, and I always like that. And my work is also very environmentally driven. I mean, I make so many paintings, you know, probably hundreds every year. I'd say if there was some sort of driving theme, you know, connecting them all, it's just in love for the natural environment. And I love talking about humans being part of the natural environment and some of the pitfalls of, obviously, our energy usage and some other things. Leave those in and out of my paintings, but I think that can be from something super light, like painting a nice landscape of birch trees in the boundary waters or something a little bit more weird with a Mars rover and an anthropomorphic creature on the beach or something.
And that is really the crux of your new show at Zeitgeist called Art and Science?
I have actually been working on this idea about real science going on in our area, and that show just barely touched on it. It was 40 paintings, and I had, I think, 5 or 6 of them like specifically dedicated to cool and interesting science. It is something I hope to get into a little bit more in the future.
I love how you really include humans in the natural world because we are animals too, right here in the mix.
Definitely. And that was like an important concept for me the last couple of years, just exploring the fact that we are animals and that we sort of exist, you know. With some of my paintings, I have some sort of human bodies with animal heads or vice versa.
So you mentioned at the beginning, and sometimes I do murals, so I hear that you have a residency coming up.
Yeah, with the Art Institute, I basically will have a little studio space at the Lincoln Center, which is a Carnegie building at the Duluth Art Institute. Yeah, I'll be making a mural there. It's kind of around 20th Avenue West, and that will be completed by June.
Oh, how fun is that, to work on a large scale?
I'm super excited about this project, just because I can kind of get out of my studio a little bit and into the world. And, you know, a lot of my work is commission work, and I've always liked that, sort of collaborating with other people and looking at what ideas they have and then using my skills as a painter to sort of try to make that come to life. And I sort of look forward to doing this with Ariane West Duluth.
Well, congratulations. It's very exciting. And you had a fantastic opening. Of course, your show at Zeitgeist is in the upstairs restaurant area. How did you feel about your opening?
I was really happy with it. I mean, I love Zeitgeist. I worked there right when I moved back to town a long time ago. And I think it's a cool space. I love the independent cinema, and you know, obviously the restaurant's great. And then, you know, I mean, I like the whole space, actually. So, it's like really set up for artists. Like the lighting in there is really pretty good. And then there are tons of like little nooks and crannies, Zeitgeist itself. It's cool.
Adam Swanson's show, Art and Science, up at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth until April. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.